Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Early on in my ministry, in the 1970s and 80s, the Lord gave me a revelation of the glory of God. It was all-consuming to me for many years. I wrote the book, The Blood and the Glory. Recently, he told me to go back to Collinsville and teach in the place where it originally came, because in these days, the church must don glory.
Don't ever underestimate the words that come out of your mouth when somebody does you wrong or tries to harm you or injure you. Because it's either you're choosing to bless or curse even yourself. You're choosing the blessings or the cursings. Amen. Is anybody getting anything out of this?
Yes.
Glory to God. Never underestimate that. Now, he wanted me to give you three testimonies. I just feel like I'm supposed to go there right now. And the testimony, well, you know, before I do that, I'm going to go to Jerry Savelle's vision.
Yeah, go to Jerry Savelle's vision.
Okay? Jerry Savelle, Mama gave me this CD, and he had a vision, and he didn't tell very many people. He told his wife, and he told
Happy and Jeannie
Caldwell, and he told Buddy's wife, Pat, right?
Yeah.
And then you.
Me. And Brother Copeland.
And he wasn't released to tell it. He even said, Lord, you want me to tell it at the minister's conference?
And Buddy Harrison and Pat Harrison started a minister's meeting. And so at her annual minister's meeting last year, he told it.
And
that's the CD that Chip listened to.
He woke up. Oh, it blessed me. He woke up and he saw a light coming from the backyard over the pond. And he thought it was an angel or something. And as it got closer, it was Buddy Harrison. Is anybody familiar with Buddy Harrison?
Yeah.
And he said, well, Buddy was Brother Hagin's son-in-law, married to Pat, his daughter. And Buddy was there, and he said it wasn't the Buddy that we remembered on his deathbed, weak, and it was the strong, stout Buddy, the one that Pat, you fell in love with. And Buddy was there, sent from heaven, and he said, Buddy, do you have a word for us from heaven? And he said, yes. And he said, well, what is it? And he said, tell the ministers to stop being critical and judgmental and talking about other ministers. And he said, Buddy, are you telling me? Oh, here's the part that got me. Buddy, are you telling me that heaven knows when that happens? He said, every time it happens, the angels bow their heads and fold their wings. He said, that's how we know. And I thought of the angels assigned to us. And that mouth, how many times bad words come out? Because we haven't been consistent. We haven't practiced it. We don't know what to say when that comes because the flesh takes over.
Yeah.
Amen.
I told Chip tonight, I think it has to do with the glory.
Amen.
When Jerry told me personally about it, he said, Buddy said, it's more serious than you know. It's very, very serious. Very, very serious.
Oh.
When the ministers in the body of Christ criticize each other. And I was telling Chip tonight, as we talked about it or someday, I think it has to do with the glory. I think it has to do with the glory being turned up in the church. If its leaders cannot be trusted with power in their mouths, how can the church be trusted with power in its mouth?
Jerry was reminded of Romans 14 when Paul said, the moment we begin judging others, that very moment we begin to condemn ourselves. He looked up the word condemn, and it says, to pronounce a sentence upon yourself. One implies this, it said, to open the door of doom. He looked up doom and it said, unpleasant, disastrous, and destructive events. You could say you've given place to the devil. And the Bible says, be a doer of the word and not a hearer only.
You are going to give the devil place with your mouth. Sometimes, like Elizabeth Pruitt one time, she said to me, Billy, I don't think you ever have any criticism or any trouble. It's been there. One time a big old attack came, and the Lord told me before the attack, live above the fray. Just live above it. And now, after some years, it all straightened out. Bless the Lord. But when Elizabeth said that to me that day, we were in Finland and just about ready to go into Russia. She's might be here, I don't know. She said she'd had a lot of criticism, a lot of persecution. She said, I don't think you ever get any. I said, oh, no, it's not that. It's because of that verse in the Bible, what I just saw this morning. And I'd been staying over at another house, and I'd come over to eat breakfast with them. And I had seen in my Bible a scripture which said, whatever you magnify will be magnified. Oh, she said, where is that scripture? I said, well, just a minute here. It wasn't in there. I've had that happen to me two or three times in my life, that I've looked in the Bible and seen something that God just wrote in there for me. But it's truth. Whatever you magnify will be magnified. How do you magnify it? With your magnifier, your mouth. It ought not be so, James said, that blessing and cursing come out of your mouth.
Same mouth. No. Need to stop now.
Needs
if you want to live in the blessing,
right now.
It's a choice.
And if you want to live in the glory. If you want the glory turned up inside you, we're thinking about how to dawn glory, how to put it upon us, then you have to do like David. Unless.
Guard it, Lord.
You got the sense to let blessings come out. And if you don't, I told a person one time, I'm going to get you some pink, what do you call that kind of tape?
Duct tape.
Duct tape. Pink duct tape. Put over your mouth. And you only have to take it off every now and then whenever you can say something good. Because it has to do with what Rachel talked about the other day. We're going to, and what Tommy Hicks saw, we're going to create like he created. You have what you say. Yes. Period.
So what do you suppose blessings you've been blocking?
Oh, yeah, that's what Jerry used.
Yeah.
He said he was shown.
It's a blessing blocker.
It's a blessing blocker.
He was told by God, it's a blessing blocker. Your choices of words and your reactions over the years have blocked blessings. And remember, the Lord said to me, anytime blessings and cursing, it's a choice. And when Paul wrote that, speak good words only, especially when they come against you. Who was more qualified than Paul to speak that? He'd been persecuted all of his life, thrown in prison. Bless him. Lord, praise God, singing, worshiping, praising God. You have a choice. You don't feel like it. Make the right choice. Feel like killing him. Bless him. I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of people. I'm going to teach you something about that. First of all, I want to say this. Without getting into details, because I don't really care about the details, and sometimes you need to preach your chili story with the details, but this one I don't need to.
I'm going to tell it. You tell it wrong.
No, I'm not going to tell it. But I will. I want you to get the gist of it. When Mom was learning to walk in love, and Brother Hagin was teaching her at that time, he went in the Amplified. How many remembers that? The Amplified. Yeah. And he says, you know, get born again, get an Amplified Bible if you want to learn how to walk in love. And in there, it talks about all the things, you know, that love is. And Mom found one that said love is touchy. Love is not touchy. And Mama wanted to get this down because she felt like she
I was touchy.
She was touchy. But I had a dad who was really good about pushing touchy buttons. Dad loved the Lord, but he could do that. And there was a particular night. Now, I'm going to tell you something. This is a particular night.
Yes, it is.
And Shelley and some of us call it the night everything changed in that family because a mama made a choice. And we were kids witnessing her choice.
Yes.
Not only us were witnessing it, but all of heaven was witnessing. She made a choice, and she wrote it down on cards to help her to make the right choices, to make the right reactions. And her husband didn't like the chili that night.
No, he liked the chili. It was the soup he didn't like.
Oh.
But anyway, I'm going to tell that night.
All right.
All right. Since you don't get it right, bless the Lord.
All I really wanted to do is when the love of God came on you. That's
yeah.
all.
Because it won't
it
take long.
It wasn't in you yet, and then it became.
It won't take me long.
All right.
So Brother Hagin did a seminar on how to walk in love. And he said, if you find something in 1 Corinthians 13:4-8, that where you're not walking in love, then you put it on a 3x5 card, and you put that 3x5 card throughout your house, wherever you are, because when you were born again, the love of God was shed abroad in your heart by the Holy Ghost. The point is, everything you need to don the glory is in your spirit. And the love of God is in your spirit. It's in your heart. You got to get it out. So I made these 3x5 cards and put them everywhere. Love is not touchy or fretful or resentful. Takes no account of a wrong done to it. Does not notice it has suffered wrong. And so I made them everywhere. I put them at work. I put them in the kitchen, in the cabinet. And because Kent did like to punch buttons. And even if he didn't push buttons, they were pushed. So one night I made soup.
It was soup?
Yeah. Well, you got to listen to the story. One night I made soup, and Kent said, he came in the back door, he took a bite of the soup.
Well, that makes sense with crackers now.
Now, well, no, son, just be quiet. All if right. You don't mind.
Now I'm a little bit mad at the cornbread.
No. One night he came, I made a pot of soup. So he comes in, he takes a bite of it. He said, oh, good, soup, a cold night. Then he said, what'd you put in this soup? What'd I put in that soup? So I went over to my cabinet door. Love is not touchy or fretful or resentful, does not, but it touches some of them. Oh, honey, such and such, such and such. And I told him what I put in the soup. And he said, I wish you'd call Mom and see what she puts in her soup.
Doesn't taste like Mama's soup.
I open my cabinet door. He doesn't know anything is going on. He's oblivious. I open my cabinet door. Love
Which
is not
was
touchy.
True. Or her mom made, but his mom made better.
Yeah, it's true. And he said, love is not touchy or fretful or resentful, pays no attention to a suffered wrong. Okay, honey. I mean, I got through without reacting.
We have on CD and DVDs the entire seminar revealing the glory that was held in a Glorious Church Fellowship, Collinsville, Oklahoma, March 2014. You've been listening to an excerpt from it. We'll be glad to send you either set, the DVDs for a special price, $75, the CDs, $55. That's $10 below cost on each item. Just call us at 1-800-972-3447. Or write us at Post Office Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615.